Well, Jim, we want to welcome Dylan with us here this morning, who's the lead cook at the Haven Arrest Ministries. So, Dylan, welcome to the radio broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Dylan, you've been on a journey. We had you on the radio. It was probably sometime last year, I believe. And we were talking a little bit about your journey, how you had come to Haven of Rest. You'd been on our program. And then you got hired in food service. That was really exciting, and I hope many of our listeners probably remember that testimony, but a lot's happened since then. But before we get to that, I wanted to mention a little bit, God was working in your life even before you came to Haven of Rest, and it's been neat to see how he used some of those things that happened to what you're doing now. So maybe share real quickly about some of those things.
All right, so it was midway through 2020. I just got out of the industrial manufacturing field and missed everything going on in life at that current time. I found myself wandering around Medina looking for a job, and God led me into a place by the name of Serenity out mm-hmm. in Medina off West Liberty Street. And come to find out that they were there to help struggling and in need people going through a drug abuse problem, that they rehabilitated them, found a new outlet through food. And amidst that program, I was a part of one of about 15 other students that took part in this program of culinary exploration. And it was an 8-month program, 4 of which you spent in the front of the house working on gratuity and interaction between customers, learning their menu. And then the other 4 months was spent in the back of the house working with a head chef that trained in France. And I'm very grateful for Serenity out there in Medina for giving me that opportunity amidst everything going on in my life and a low point that I was at, to give me the skills through Medina Family Job and Services, through counseling, and just the love that they have for food, and which helped me gain an appreciation for a different aspect of life.
Yes. So after you completed you came through that, you ended up at the Haven Arrest. What year did you get hired in at the Haven Arrest Ministries in the kitchen?
I got hired in October 25th of 2021.
Yes. So you have been in the kitchen, and you've taken on a couple different roles. Why don't you first, before we talk about one of the new roles that you moved into, you know, as the lead cook, talk to us a little bit about some of the things that you were doing before that position.
Okay. So starting off, I was hired in on October 25th as a backup cook and dock assistants. Dock assistants was taking in all the donations, weighing them, categorizing them of what category they fell into, so that my boss could then calculate everything and give it to you, I think, Reverend Kaiser, to let our listeners and our donors know of the overall yearly donations. I was also helping our lead cook as a backup, putting together just our salad bar preparations and a few small dishes for our residential men's program and our staff and volunteers. But yeah, that was my short term. That was my higher end tasks.
Yes.
It's neat when you work different jobs within a department, because I think you really capture not only the what goes on in your whole department, but the heart of what goes on. And I know we've had Jonelle on the radio before, and she'll really speak to that heart of, you know, we want to serve a meal to our guests. That's something that we would want to eat,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we want to bless the people who are coming to us for help with not just a meal, but a nutritious meal, a meal made with love, and a meal they'll appreciate. And I know it warms the cook's hearts when they hear from the guys out in the dining room, hey, that was a really good
yes.
meal. And,
yeah.
and that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've been a part of that. And you've kind of got to see that on multiple levels within your department. And now God's given you the opportunity to be the lead cook. So talk a little bit now about what your new role looks like.
So as the lead cook now, I am in charge of cooking the client lunch, which is about 60 to 75.
Mm-hmm.
It ranges from day to day, given the nice weather, the rainy weather. Preparations for staff, volunteer, and residential discipleship lunch, as well as also getting ready and getting things prepared for dinner. So to touch on the topic of making good food, my standpoint behind that is if, you know, what you eat is how your body is going to function. And a brother to me that went through the residential discipleship was, he came to me with a worksheet that he now is presenting to his, I guess you'd say, people that are under his,
yes,
his case management. And it was, would you rather participated in the Last Supper with Jesus, or would you rather cook the Last Supper for Jesus? So, being a cook, you know, there would have been 13, 14 people, his disciples, Garrett, mm-hmm. granted, and probably a few other people around the table with him, you know, talking and, you know, asking a whole bunch of questions because that was his last meal. Well, I would have rather cooked to know that that was Jesus' last meal. But I want to bring that same energy and same emotion to my community, to my brothers on the residential discipleship, to even the staff, because, you know, to keep our, to praise the temple that the Holy Spirit lives in, I want it to function the best that it can for people.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my standpoint. That is what I believe in, is that I just want to bring healthy, nutritious meals to everybody.
Well, you know, Jim, and Dylan, I'll say this. You like creativity because you had to have some creativity when you cook. Because sometimes, you know, well, some of the items that come in, and I know Janelle has told us this before, boy, what am I going to do with this? So I'm assuming that you like the creative part of cooking. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Of putting things out that are a little different. And like I said, I think a lot of people enjoy what you put out there.
So creativity, our donations are very vast. We have a range of many different things that come in. So I picture it as almost the TV show Chopped on Food Network. I mean, you have to think on your toes. You have to think what could pair with this, what could go with that. So being in the Serenity program in a French culinary, I was taught that, you know, a lot of proteins could be mixed with fruits. Applesauces with porks, avocados and cream cheese and capers. I mean, a lot of it goes into just making a balance between your proteins, functioning carbs that are good for your body and not bad ones. But also just being able to put the most bodily value on a plate, but not needing as much.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, Reverend Kaiser, a lot of our listeners on Sunday probably think about the meal when church is coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about food here first thing in the morning.
Yes.
So we might be getting wetting some people's appetite this Sunday morning. Now, Dylan, you mentioned about the food, and I think maybe our listeners are hopefully this is kind of an exciting thing to hear. Like, we're not just kind of putting out just the easiest, simplest possible thing for our guests, but we're trying to really give something special to our guests. And I think you bring that heart to what you do. We've seen it in the food that you make, and we appreciate it. Have you had the opportunity to work with Jonelle on the meal planning to a greater degree in this new role?
We've had moments in the office in trying to plan what we get from our food trucks that we do have expenses on.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would say that me and Janelle have worked hand in hand with preparing our menu and our plan of action towards bringing nutritious meals to the community, and also letting me have a little bit of a culinary freestyle on some things, which has to deal with a lot of trust building. You know, me and Janelle have been close since 2020 working in the kitchen, even when I was just on the residential discipleship program. The kitchen staff have all prayed with me when I've faced difficult things going through that, my moments of wanting to leave out of the discipleship, moments of sadness and little anger battling through things.
Mm-hmm.
So that trust has been engraved kind of in all of us together.
Yeah, and you know, that's to me, very encouraging to hear that, Dylan, that trust is very important. Now, as you work in the kitchen, I know you come in early, so does Janelle and a couple of the other kitchen crew. Not only do you cook in the kitchen, but you also work with a group of people too. And what I mean by that is you have other kitchen staff in there. The resident guys could be in there doing things, or volunteers, putting all that together. So there's a lot of management that goes on in the kitchen. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? As you do prepare for your big meals for our guests coming here and all the other things going on and the volunteers, I think that's very important as you interact with our volunteers and our other people that are on the program. That's important. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Say, well, I'll hit on one important piece of if it wasn't for our donors and our volunteers coming in and helping in the kitchen, we were only running about on a 4-5 person team for a while, which mm-hmm. was considered short-handed. Mm-hmm. And our volunteers are here at 8 a.m. ready to work. They show up smiling, "How are you? Hey." And you know, I'm just as happy to see them as they are to see me. You know, we will have them anywhere from cutting potatoes to dicing onions to traying up sausage or chicken mm-hmm. for us. You know, I will emphasize it enough. If we didn't have our donors and volunteers to help with this mission and having Christ on their heart, it would be hard. It would be a very challenging task for just 4 or 5 people to cater to 3 meals a day, feeding 60, 75, upwards up to 125 people. 365 days a week, mm-hmm. 365 days a year, 7 days a week.
So God in his goodness, and I think this is one thing that we learn at Haven of Rest, God's good. He's able. Like, he provides in ways we don't even see coming. So often in your department, there's those little miracles of, you know, look, we just got a new donation of turkeys, or yes. we just got corn, or like the generosity of people. It's just amazing to see God's goodness as it flows in. And in turn, we can then be a blessing to the people in need who are coming to us for help. Now, in the midst of all that, God's been doing some things, stirring some things in you that look towards the future a little bit and kind of maybe even growing your influence at Haven of Rest. So what's some things that you're looking into and planning here down the road?
Well, God is good every day, even through the valleys. Mm-hmm. So one big plan of action that I took, knowing a year in with the kitchen staff, that I wanted to make Haven of Rest Ministries a future in my field, is I decided to take an application and apply to Akron University, not knowing what area really specifically, whether it be culinary or business, trying to work on interdepartment conflict or budget management or menu planning. My plan of attack was to at least go to my boss and ask, hey, what can I do to further my opportunity in food service management through Haven of Rest Ministries? And she said, well, you should focus on your knowledge. So the only way to further more of my knowledge is to learn from people who are specialized in that area. So yeah, I applied to Akron University for a business undecided.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Dylan, as we get close to closing here, I know our listeners will be praying for that. And how can they pray for you as well? Yes, for the Akron U, but how can they continue to pray for you?
Just focus on his redemption that he's done through me already, and know that he's always been there through everything with me, even when I didn't know Christ my Savior. I'm just thankful that I'm here, and I'm thankful for his many blessings. But I just hope that my listeners can pray that I just continue to lean on him when I'm weak, and that I don't lean on myself, because mm-hmm. that's when I can get stumbled up real quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dylan, we want to thank you for coming on the radio broadcast today. a huge attaboy to you. Just it's exciting to hear what God's doing in your life, to see you walk through the open doors that he's put in front of you and just continue to take those steps is so encouraging to us as people who just are rooting for you and want to see you succeed. I do want to put a quick word out to our listeners. If someone else has a heart for food service, there's opportunities to volunteer and there may be opportunities for employment. So we would encourage folks to reach out to Haven of Rest if that is on your heart, because we need people. We need laborers for the harvest, as the scripture says. So just thank you again, Dylan, and we enjoyed having you on today.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Dylan.